You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When it comes to human physiology, the heart is a strong muscle, but it's also delicate. And that makes performing invasive surgery on the organ inherently risky. Well, now there is a medical device that allows doctors to use a minimally invasive technique to treat abnormal heart rhythms. So how's it done? Well, with two robotically controlled magnets. An Idaho doc recently became the 13th person in the world to perform the surgery using this tool. She happens to also be the only female physician in the entire world to do so. Dr. Margo Vallaca of the St. Alphonsus Heart Institute is joining me in studio. Welcome so much to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first, tell me what the device is and how it works. And I'm going to let you say the name of it.
It's called Stereotaxis, and it is a robotic way to perform ablative procedures. This is not a surgery. I'm not a surgeon. I'm a cardiologist. So as cardiologists, we perform procedures using arterial or venous access. So in standard ablative procedure, the catheter that is put into the heart is stiff. And because the procedure is done on a moving heart, the stiff catheter tends to slide. And then it has to be jumped into the heart if you are to keep it in place. The Stereotaxis catheter is very soft. It's like spaghetti. It gets a little bit of oomph because it gets into magnetic field and it has magnets in it. But still, it doesn't slide. Once you position it, it moves with the heart because it is soft. I'm not holding it. I'm actually not even with a patient in the same room. And I have with magnets the ability to move this catheter by 1 millimeter and torque it by 1 degree. So if you are in tight quarters and in electrophysiology, which is a specialty that manages rhythm disturbances in the heart, tight quarters are scary. That ability to be very exact is important because you are not at risk of injuring normal structures.
So I understand that it's people with abnormal heartbeats, right, that
yes.
can get this procedure done. So how common is this health issue?
Very common. Let's take the most common rhythm disturbance known to men, which is atrial fibrillation. Every fourth person will develop it in a lifetime. So here we are, four in a room.
One of us is going to get it. Okay.
It's dangerous rhythm disturbance and needs to be treated. And the sooner the treatment is performed, the better.
So what are the dangers of having
rhythm disturbances?
Yes.
Atrial fibrillation, most common, risk of stroke and risk of heart failure. Actually, if a 65-year-old person, Medicare age, develops atrial fibrillation and for it has to be admitted to the hospital, they have 50% chance of dying within the next 5 years. There are worse rhythm disturbances than that. Rhythm disturbances from the bottom of the heart, especially the ones that come, that arise in the heart already plagued by some form of disease, let's say a heart that was a subject to a heart attack. Life-threatening rhythms develop around the scar formed in the bottom of the heart, in the ventricles, and these rhythms kill.
So how do people know if they have an issue with a heart rhythm?
So, three categories of patients. 30% of patients know because they develop palpitations. They feel that their heartbeat is not normal. They run to the doctor and they are miserable, but they are also lucky because they show up in a doctor's office where the help can be given early. 30% of patients will have nonspecific symptoms. I was tired. I thought I had a flu. Maybe I had pneumonia. These often can be symptoms of rhythm disturbance, especially atrial fibrillation. And then 30% of patients often have no symptoms, and they unfortunately show up with complications, serious ones. For example, rapid heartbeat-induced heart weakness, right? No heart cannot run a marathon without any break. And if it happens for 3-4 weeks, then the heart becomes weak, dilated, and patient develops symptoms of heart failure. So these are very dangerous issues.
And so then this is where your procedure can come in. And I would assume that it sounds like it's not only is it less invasive, but it's more precise.
So access is the same. We are getting to the heart through the veins or arteries in the groin or on top of the heart through the puncture of the sac in which the heart sits. So access for both procedures, robotic and manual, is the same. And therefore, risk is the same. When we are in the heart, the risk is less. I'll give you the example. Please don't get me wrong. Complications happen with every single modality known to men. But there are 13 of us in the world who has done 1,000 cases. This is 13,000 cases. And one complication that is most feared in a setting of atrial fibrillation ablation, which is burning from the heart into the esophagus. It's called cardioesophageal fistula, and nearly all those patients died. Normally, with all other modalities, doesn't matter what you use, the frequency is 0.05%. It's a rare complication, but deadly. It has never happened with stereotaxis use. And the reason being, the catheter is soft, so you really don't approximate heart with the esophagus and the risk of injury to esophagus.
So as you said, you're one of only 13 physicians in the world who perform this. Where did you learn how to do this?
So I didn't learn it in the academic center. I spent 7 years in a private hospital setting in Wisconsin, and I learned on a job. like all of us do. Mm-hmm. Now, the most important thing, I think, and what I'm most proud of, is that all my 1,000 cases were done in private, in community hospital setting. Not an academic setting. I didn't have stereotaxis when I worked for academic institution. So this is attestation to how modern community hospital can be, how eager to accept new technology. I mean, St. Alphonsus, it's a big expense to bring this technology to any institution. They had foresight to do it. I'm very proud of my partners, my administrators, for having that insight.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this and to know that we have this in Idaho. My guest today has been Dr. Margo Voloka. She is with St. Alphonsus Heart Institute talking about a new procedure that's happening under her care. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.